Well, pandemic be damned. We are coming out of the pandemic in our tri-state region and all over the country. And we're getting to go places again and do things and be outdoors and be with people. And one of those events that is not going to be virtual this year, even though you can find lots of video on it, is a weekend in Norfolk, the Summertime Edition, which is coming up Friday, July 30th, Saturday, July 31st, and Sunday, August 1st. And we welcome in once again to Robin Hood Radio, Tom McGowan and Eric Olson. Tom and Eric, nice to speak to you this year.
And nice to speak with you.
Great to be here, Marshall. Thanks for having us.
And it truly is great to have all these events back. And especially what I find interesting is weekend in Norfolk is you're only you're not that old, and yet you were one of those things that even though you went virtual last year, there's something about coming to that village that is just absolutely amazing and experiencing all that it has to offer. Why don't you both give us a little comment on that?
Well, I think, first of all, what you just said is so true, because we drove through there many decades ago and fell in love with the town. And I told my wife, I said, this is where we have to live. And we moved there shortly after and have never regretted it, because there are so many fabulous things to do and exciting places to go and eat. There's historic homes, the church, the chapel, which Eric will speak more about. And it's just quite a profound place. It's New England, almost original New England, and that's why I love it.
And Eric, with you, let's talk about some of the, because there's so many interesting places and things that go on in Norfolk, let's talk about some of the things that are coming up the weekend of Friday the 30th, 31st, and August 1st.
Sure. As Tom mentioned, there's a special spirit to this place. There's something in the air, and a lot of it revolves around so many of the, the variety of the resources and the wonderful attributes of this community. I mean, if you go to the website, theweekendinnorfolk.org, you will find, a feast for every interest. We have, there's a Hike the Peaks challenge that the Land Trust is sponsoring. You have opportunities to delve into the unique history of this community. There are artist showcases, both visual art and music. There are opportunities for kids to play games. We have stained glass window tours, farm tours, all kinds of food and crafts available at the farmers market. So it's certainly a unique community. And this is a great opportunity to sample so much of what makes it great.
You know what's interesting? I'm at the website weekendinnorfolk.org right now, and on top of everything that you've mentioned, I want to just pass along some other things that really caught my eye. First of all, in today's world, you're even going to have on Saturday electric bike demos, and electric bikes, when they were only introduced here about a year and a half, 2 years ago, have become a major way for people to see and explore our various towns.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And, what's great is your emerging artist showcase, which is going to be the Norfolk Hubs big screen.
That's true. That's true. And there are other things that are not really organized. For instance, you could pick a street in town and find some fabulous historic homes with great history behind them. If you were to go from 44 to Maple Avenue, which is right across from the green and past the historic library, you would have two profound historic houses on the corner. And then farther up, you'd have the Pettibone House, which has a great history to it, an 1802 house. And then just up from that across the way, you have Harriet Beecher Hooker's house, and she was Harriet Beecher Stowe's sister and was a big proponent of women's rights. And many people came to that particular area on that street and stayed there at the Pettibone House and her house, Mark Twain, various people that were supportive of this. So you keep going, and then you have Eric Rossiter's huge mansion, the Alders, and it just goes on and on. So just pick a street and go walking. That alone is a feast for the eyes.
And, you know, what I find interesting about the whole weekend, and this goes when you first started, and it applies to both the weekend in Norfolk, winter edition, a winter weekend in Norfolk, and the summer edition, is you have so many different people in town, businesses, nonprofits, all coming together to really showcase the town and makes Norfolk an even bigger go-to attraction than would normally be.
Yeah, you definitely find a camaraderie and a deep community spirit, and that is part of what's so enduring about it. You know, Tom mentioned at the outset how they fell in love when they arrived here, and the same was true for us and continues to be true. It's, you know, and people will find that, I'm without a doubt, as you come to Weekend in Norfolk, when you make one stop and you ask about, you know, where's my next destination, or can you tell me a little bit about what's going on at the other church or downtown with music and food, you'll find enthusiasm and a great sense of connectedness and really a beautiful community. I did want to mention one quick thing as part of the history. Tom was talking about some of the architectural history. The Freedom Trail is really, to me, one of the high points of Norfolk and surrounding towns. And there are a couple options, opportunities to get to the Freedom Trail site, the burial site of James Mars. And we have at the, one of the things that isn't on this list is we have a witness stone at the Congregational Church. And I would be intrigued if folks could find the location of the witness stone during their time here in the weekend in Norfolk, if they were to let me know that they found it. It's right, it's close to the White Church building right on the town green.
You know, I'm looking at the events and I see some things already. I mean, right now the Village Green for the past couple of weeks and for the rest of the summer, on Fridays they have events that go on there. You're going to have live music at Station Place, but you're also going to have events like on your opening night at 7:30, live streamed music that's going to go to the Norfolk Hub, and there's room for 30 people. I mean, I look at the events that go on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, indoors, outdoors, all around, and there really is something for anybody of any age.
That's true. That's true. And there, also, the things that are there any time of the year, any day of the year, are Haystack Mountain, which is at the north end of Norfolk, and Dennis Hill State Park at the south. Both of those have profound views. They're beyond belief, and all you have to do is just drive up to the top on Dennis Hill, and Haystack, you drive partway and walk the rest. So those are two places you can go any time of the year, but if you're there for a weekend in Norfolk, they're really important to take a look at.
And once again, folks, this is a live event this year. It's not just virtual. Weekend in Norfolk is happening Friday, July 30th, Saturday, July 31st, and Sunday, August 1st. Their website, weekendinnorfolk.org. Right when you get to the homepage, you've got the list of events, and they've also got a video that you can take a look at past events. All I can say, guys, is I'm sure we're going to be through with all these thunderstorms and rain before we get to you guys. And let's just hope it's a terrific weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 30th through August 1st. And thanks for joining us again this year.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Great to be with you, Marshall. Thanks, Don.